You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
If you're new to the station, then you might not be completely aware, but Eastside Radio has been operating both here at Bondi Pavilion and in the accessibility space for a while now. It's two of our favourite things that we love to do within our programming here at the station. So joining me now is a very special guest, Alice Terry. Welcome to Eastside Radio.
Thank you for having me, Tony. Always a pleasure.
Now, you're normally in here to talk about your music, but I get the feeling we're going to talk about something a little bit different today.
We are. I'm down at Bondi Pavilion because I've been producing this amazing festival as part of Sydney Fringe Festival called Limitless. Now, Limitless is a hub. It's in its fourth year now. First time it's at the Pav. But every year we're committed to celebrating diverse voices. So that means artists with disability who are deaf, disabled, neurodivergent. And this year we are taking over the big theatre space. We've got two other rooms in the Pav. All with amazing artists who've come through the Fringe program.
So it's your brainchild? Did you come up with the program a while ago or have you just inherited it?
I've inherited it. So I've been with Fringe as a performer for 13 years and have been working on and off with them for a few years, producing bits and pieces. No, but this is a legacy from Kerry Glasscock, our old CEO, would have been the main champion. She was always a massive champion for those having, you know, different voices and having them be heard. So.
And programs like this, Alice, require people to champion them to keep them going, because while it might have been started a few years ago, and particularly under the stewardship of Kerry, it can so easily fall over as things change. So hats off to you.
Thank you.
For putting your hand up to say, I really want to run with this program.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. I'm neurodiverse myself, so it's being with people that I absolutely identify with, and it's an absolute pleasure to work with them all.
And now, people apply for the Fringe Festival every year to do a show. Do you get applications for Limitless as well?
Yeah, we do. So as part of the registration process, you can tick if you do have a disability or you're neurodivergent or you're deaf. We can kind of see that in our process, and they can also say they'd love to be a part of Limitless. And now that it's growing, that does happen a lot more often.
And are you getting more applications than you do spots?
We will always adjust the venue to make sure we've got enough spots for whoever wants to be part of the festival.
So if someone's brave enough to put their hand up to say, hey, I want to do a show, the Fringe is going to find the room
100%.
For them. 100%. That's such a great policy.
That's what Fringe is for, though. It's for anybody who wants to come and put on a show, and that's any type of voice, wanting to be part of the Sydney Fringe, we will find you a space.
And how excited was everybody to learn that they were going to be performing down at Bondi Pavilion this year?
Off their face with excitement. I had artists that, because the theatre's a bit bigger and bigger than we've actually had for Limitless before.
Yes.
It was, we had to do a little bit of shoulder tapping because people weren't quite sure if they were going to be able to fill the space. So we've invited a few of the artists this year around, and the excitement on some of them. We took two artists from Brand X who recently did a run of celebrating neurodiversity and disabled artists. And we've got Jess from Spectrum and Dean from Dean Don't Dance, and the excitement on both of them was palpable. They were the two that came. They were first in line to come and do the site visit, and they're still the most excited artists I think I've ever encountered.
It's absolutely infectious, isn't it? Their energy and their enthusiasm,
so
and it's wonderful to see them performing. But this is different. We hear them perform when they come onto Eastside Radio and they present our Breaking Waves program, but that's a pre-recorded show. This is live.
Yeah.
It must be a little bit daunting for them at times.
Yes, but I think that's why we're here. Like, I've been a performer for many, many years, as you know, and so to have almost like a stage mum be here and shepherd them through the process, that's how I see myself. Like, I'm running around with a clipboard and taking tickets, but really I'm there as a support for the artists.
And mentoring too, yeah, exactly. And with the lived experience.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. I know how hard it is to write a risk assessment. It's the thing I hate most in the world, but for people in theatre, that's something we have to do.
Now, how many shows have we got for Limitless's season this
year? So we've got 10. So Kryptonite, which is headed by Deb Roach, who's an incredible pole dancer, but she's put together an amazing lineup of comedians, dancers, burlesque, musicians. So that's on tonight.
Oh, that sounds like a real
theater.
Variety performance.
Yes, it will be. Yep. Absolutely. Gun Cabaret. Tomorrow night we have Ellie Mae Barnes, who's our delicious headliner. She's doing her cabaret for the first time with us.
She's very high profile these days. That's
she
fantastic.
Is. She is. And she's just such a dream. And so please come down for her. And then we've got Spectrum and Dean Don't Dance on Saturday, both doing a double header. So there's a matinee and also an
evening
performance.
Tell us a little bit about that show, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Dean Don't Dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dean Don't Dance is basically, he describes it as, it's a cabaret, but he describes it as There's two types of people in the world, those with disability and those who don't have disability yet. So really saying that everybody at some point in their life will go through this process. And he laughs and jokes, but he also has quite a beautiful story behind it.
Oh, wonderful. Alice, thank you so much for coming to join us this afternoon to let everybody know about this incredible program that's happening down here as part of Sydney Fringe. It's called Limitless Folks. If you want to find out more, you can just head to the website sydneyfringe.com. And we played a little bit of Ellie Mae Barnes last week. Should we do the same again?
I think that's a great idea.
Alice, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolute pleasure, Tony.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.